Well, hello there, and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. Hopefully a warm welcome back. It's lovely to see you again and to have you here. And do come in, do choose that comfortable seat and make yourself a drink if that's what you'd like. I've got my cup of coffee sat here with me. So yes, please come in and make yourself as relaxed and comfortable as possible. And for those of you who haven't been before, can I recommend that you go back and listen to the OK Cafe introduction, the very first episode, so that you get an idea of why we're here, of what I'm talking about, and of what you might be able to benefit from listening. It's only 15 minutes long. All of these episodes are only 15 minutes. So I really do recommend that you go back and have a listen to that. And the same rules apply. Find that comfortable seat somewhere that you are nice and relaxed. Make that cup of tea or hot chocolate or coffee or squash or whatever it might be that you would like to relax with. Because the main rule, the foundation of the OK Cafe, is that anything and everything is OK. And anything and everything is OK. And actually, that's something that I've had to remind myself of this month, the last 2 months, because you will know that I didn't visit the OK Cafe last month, and I'm sure I could make a good excuse that I was on holiday. I've been juggling school holidays and work and various other things, and you know, they would obviously all be legitimate excuses. But actually, what was really going on was that I wasn't ready to deal with some of the difficult emotions that I knew were there in my cupboard, and that's okay. You know, that's it's important for me to say that it is okay that I wasn't ready to do that at that time, and I'm not sure I'm 100% ready now either. But what I have certainly learned is that sometimes kind of giving yourself that little push to do those things that you know are good for you, that you know will make you feel better, but that are often a struggle, you know, that's an important thing that you need to do for yourself, and for your own well-being. And obviously I'm saying you, but I mean me too. I mean all of us. And it's funny actually, for those of you who know me outside of this podcast will know that I write a lot about running, and I've had a similar experience with running this summer. I've not run as frequently as I would normally, you know, when I have routine of day-to-day school pickup and school drop-off and, you know, all of that I'm used to. So I haven't run as much as I would have liked to, and as a result, getting back into running, or getting back in trying to kind of ensure that I still run as regularly as I can, is has been a struggle. It's been a kind of mental struggle more than anything, of do I really want to do this, but knowing that ultimately it will make me feel a lot better, not just physically but mentally as well. So yes, I've probably pushed myself a little bit through the front door of the OK Cafe today, but now I'm here and I'm with you. I'm very glad that I have done that, and I, you know, I hope that you are glad that you've made this visit here as well. So what are these emotions that I'm struggling with? What are these emotions that I'm finding so difficult? And for those of you who have read my book, The Superhero I Was Born to Be, published last year. You'll know what I mean when I talk about superpower. And I always believe that someone's superpower, I believe we all have a superpower. I believe our superpower has light and dark. And I also believe that it can be expressed in a single word. So my superpower is potential. And what that means is that I see the potential in others, and I'm driven to help them to achieve that. And others, other people, other organisations, my own organisation, regions, it doesn't really matter what that other is. There is that drive, and for myself as well, there is that drive to achieve what it is, the very best that we can possibly achieve. And you'll also know, if you've read the book, that I talk about the flip side of your superpower. So, the light and dark. And the darkness for me is the opposite, obviously, of potential, and that's helplessness. And this is where I have really needed to do some work, and still do need to do some work on my weakness, if you like, my kryptonite, my way that I deal with helplessness, and my own helplessness, but obviously also the helplessness of others. And I guess that's what I've been grappling with over the last couple of months. I've been grappling with how it feels when people, including myself, don't want to reach their potential, or maybe don't want isn't actually, that's not the right phrase, are not ready to reach their potential. And interestingly, that I recognise that I wasn't ready to do this podcast last month. It's really important to recognise that sometimes we're not ready to take a step, the next step, the first step, whatever the step might be. We're not ready to take that step towards potential. And that's difficult for me. That's very difficult. That's very difficult to accept in others. It's even more difficult to accept in myself. But really, that's where I've been over the past couple of months, is looking at the barriers that are there, the barriers that are stopping me, or the barriers that are making me feel not ready to keep moving forward, and to keep moving towards my potential, towards achieving my potential. And yeah, it's a real battle, isn't it? It's a real battle with myself, really, and understanding myself, because I understand my strengths very well, and I understand some of my weaknesses, certainly, but I understand them, I guess, more in the moment, whereas actually this is about understanding them strategically. If you want to apply the kind of business experience to it, it's looking at my weaknesses more strategically. And actually, what's really interesting is I listened to something recently that was about boxing, and the history of boxing, and it reminded me of a quote from a boxer. I've got a feeling it was Mike Tyson, who said, everybody has got a plan until they get punched in the face. And this particular program that I was listening to about boxing was sort of explaining that actually in the beginning, there was no kind of ducking or dipping, or I'm not sure what the defense moves of boxing, that none of those moves were allowed. And actually all you were allowed to do was hit each other really, really hard. And the winner was the person who could either hit the other harder or could withstand the punches, or both, actually. And I guess it was interesting listening to that, because I've lived a lot like that. I've lived my life as kind of someone who could either hit harder or can steel myself, so you know, so that the impact of the punches hurts as minimize the hurt as much as possible, and sort of really strengthen your myself in order to take those punches. And actually, what I've realized over the last couple of months, I guess having some time off has certainly helped, is that maybe I don't need to take the punches. Maybe I can learn to defend myself a bit better. Maybe I can learn to dip and to dive and to, you know, to avoid the punches that are coming right at me. And I'm not sure where I am with that yet, if I'm brutally honest with you, here in this space. I'm not sure where I am with that as a strategy, whether I want to learn to defend myself better, whether I want to learn to, you know, to avoid some of these punches, because, you know, my life to date, or 37 years of it, I've learned to roll with them. I've learned to take them. I've learned to kind of minimize the damage after they hit, but maybe not letting them hit at all is, you know, you can hear in my voice, it's a strange concept for me to be considering. But actually, you know, maybe that's where I want to be as we start to bring 2018 to a close, and we start to think about 2019. Do I want 2019 to be the year that I stop taking the punches, that I learn how to dive and dip and duck and defend myself better? So here we are. I have chatted, and now we only have a couple of minutes left here in the OK Cafe. And I want to say a huge thank you to you all for being here, even more so for this podcast, because obviously the last one was missed and you know, coming back hasn't been easy. So I'm truly, truly grateful to you for being here and for listening. You know, it's always the way, isn't it, that we don't have all the answers, and that's both the frustration and the joy of life, I think, in that continual discovery about ourselves, about others, about the environment that we're in. So yes, I'm really glad that you were here for me to be able to share some of that discovery and exploration with that I've been able to share that with you. So what I normally do at the end is recommend some further reading, and what I'm actually going to say today is just read fiction though, and there's a reason for that, really. I think it's important that we let fiction take us to other worlds and other places, and they don't have to be, you know, that doesn't have to be surreal. That's just, you know, readings from another perspective, reading from a fictional created world that was part of the author's mind. I think that's really important. And just to give you an idea of some of the things that I've read this summer, We Are Made of Glue, White Tiger, Yuki Chan in Bronte Country, three very, very different novels, very different authors. So my recommendation for September is just to get out there and read, but read fiction and let yourself be taken by an author to a world that they have created. And as I always like to end, I wish you all a spectacular and sensational September. Thank you for listening.